from BBS Radio. Here we go again on the Monday night. A one-hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona, a wild card. As usual, and this is, as usual, also a simulcast with a conference call. We had a few people join in. Welcome. If you want to, feel free to say names and locations.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Feel free to say a name and location.
Hi, Jeannie.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And then welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Joy in Squim, Washington.
Hello, Joy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello,
hi,
Wynn. Welcome. Ding, ding. Two people, welcome. Please say names and locations.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello,
hi, Terry.
Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Is that Jennifer?
Who
else came in with Terry?
Yes. That was Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, Joy.
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Joy. I was muted.
We've got a rowdy group tonight.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil near Seattle.
Welcome, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil near Seattle.
Hi there.
Hi, Cecil.
And the next caller joined in. We welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome,
Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Thank you for being here. Somebody's making lots of noise. Terry, that's you.
Yep. Terry, are you on the line, Terry?
Yes.
You're making lots of noise, Terry, on your mic.
I'm trying. I'll put it on mute. I'm trying to plug in my headset.
Hooray for you and hooray for your headset.
Good evening. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please say a name and location.
That's Lawrence from Porch, Washington.
Hello. Welcome,
hi,
Lauren.
Hi.
Lauren, how did they name it Forks?
Forks in the river, or the three rivers come together.
Mm. Oh. They didn't name it over eating utensils, huh?
No.
That reminds me of a scout hike we went at Three Creeks. Three creeks came together. Well, that was an adventure. We got rained out.
Is Juanita here?
No.
Cecil, I'm glad you live to tell.
Hey, me too. Yeah, it could have been that disastrous.
Maybe that's part of what ended up leading you to this call.
Who knows? No, a good friend of mine led me to the call. And I haven't seen or heard from him since.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome,
hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello,
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
It's 7 after.
Yes.
Hello, Wint?
Yeah.
Are we ready to start?
Yeah, maybe you should do the call tonight.
All right.
She's too anxious.
I love it.
She did a good job last time.
Yeah, it was awesome. Storytelling with Terry.
She loved it.
Are you ready, Terry?
Muted.
Terry, it is March 29th today.
Terry, I think I'll let you tell a story, but not to take over the whole call, okay?
All right, okay. I'm going to
take... You'll stand by.
Right, while you introduce everything and start, I'll take a break.
Things are off.
Okay.
And is it 29th?
Right.
I have a brother and a sister having their birthdays. The unit, yes. All right, here we go, Lynn.
The recording has started.
This is March 29th, 2021. Lynn and Terry in Sedona. Everybody everywhere. And this is our Monday night wild card night. And I just thought we would have another little chat, talk with each other. And you know, I was thinking here I'm really liking interviewing you guys. Bonnie, are you ready to be interviewed?
Hold on, let me unmute her.
I already did.
Okay.
I'm sorry, hello, did I hear my name?
Yeah. Are you ready to be interviewed as part of this call?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Good for you. I think it's cool that we get to know each other, you know?
Sure.
And we have some amazing people on our call. And it's like people get to hear you on Whole Planet Healing. But they don't know that much about you. You know, another person that would be cool to be interviewed. Hang on a second. I'll just ask him. And he may say no. Hang on. Roger. Are you there, Roger?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you open? Are you open to be interviewed? Not tonight, necessarily, but you never know.
Yeah. I don't know what I could contribute, but...
Well, you know what? Everybody has a life that's on a path. And they got here. So the path that you took to get here is always interesting. You know, oftentimes people who are very strong tend to be anonymous their lives. They never find anything that can hold their matrix. That sound right for you?
Yeah, Yeah. I've been mostly a witness to my life instead of a actor.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, you're very strong in holding the energy of the group together.
Even well, that's kind of weird because I don't feel it. I never feel it at all.
Well, you know what? That's why you're strong, because you don't have any ego about it. And
thank you.
You probably have been coming to the calls long enough to know about the University of Elohim and Ra and learning a lot about how everything works that you never thought you would know. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, let's see how the call flows. And I'll start off interviewing Bonnie, and then, you know, our group is having, as far as I'm concerned, an exciting time now. And there's a bunch of people that have been rock solid in coming to every call that we do. And hello to all of you on BBS. You know, sometimes somebody comes out of BBS, like Raiden and Jennifer were listening to us on BBS for years before they decided to call into a call, and they decided this was real. And occasionally somebody comes out on BBS radio. Hello, everybody out there on BBS radio. You're included. Even though we can't hear you, that's listening, and suddenly they have some experience where they know the Elohim was connecting with them, right? And they say, oh my God, this is real. I mean, I think that on some level, most of us would think we were unworthy of this. I did, you know. I mean, when they started talking to me, I said, they must be making a mistake. And I had no idea that I could do what I'm doing now. And, but in any case, here we are. And let's see. And Phyllis, Joy, are you there, Joy?
Can you hear me?
Do you like do you like the idea of being interviewed?
Oh, yeah, you've already done it, but sure.
Yeah, but I'll go into more depth. Okay.
Okay.
We'll find out about who you were married to and who your children are.
Can I find out who I was really married to also?
were you married?
Twice, yes.
Twice.
Well, twice, and I'm in the process of becoming free the second time.
I see. I thought you were going to tell me I'm in the process of getting married again.
No.
Oh my God. You know, I mean, marriage can be a really cool thing. But the thing about it is, usually people enter marriages for not the highest of reasons, okay? And I always like what, who's the guy that wrote The Little Prince? He has a funny French name. But he talked about relationships somewhere in there, and he said, a relationship that's going to work, two people have to be looking in the same direction, and not just at each other. And of course, for most people, that's involved with raising a family. And that gives a common direction. But if they haven't developed a deeper reason for being together, oftentimes when their family gets older, they lose their connection. And in any case, let's see who else is buying. There's certain people I wouldn't ask because I'm afraid I put them on the spot, you know? And they'd be embarrassed. I'd have to ask them privately, and they could say no. Cecil would be an interesting person to interview. And Debbie Dolphin would be an interesting person to interview. But here, wait a second. Debbie, you can say no right now. Go ahead, say it.
No, you just got to ask me questions. If I can't answer, I'll just go, I don't think I should answer that.
I can ask you questions?
Yes, go ahead. As you can see, my attitude is just like, oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Well, were you always this buoyant and above the energies of everyone else?
I don't consider myself that way, so I think it's just the way you might be perceiving me. So, no, when I'm by myself, not usually, when I get around all of you, my energy lifts, and I'm much happier. And when mm-hmm. when certain higher energies come into my home around me, I start smiling, and then I go, why am I happy? And then I know they're around me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other than that, no, I'm all stick in the mud. No.
I can't remember. Were you ever married?
No. I was with somebody for about 20 years, but never married.
Oh, that's kind of married.
Well, kind of.
Was it a good connection?
I would say it was a good connection until it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
People change, you know, we go in different directions spiritually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a problem for me. I grew and he was more of the lower energy, secret, mafiosa type like that, when I wanted to keep my head in the clouds and go off with the angels.
Mm-hmm. Was he doing like, how do I say it? Was he doing dishonest acts?
He would say it was just shy of illegal, and he would never tell me what it was, so I could not testify against him in a court of law.
Okay.
So I attracted the you know, I was attractive to the little, you know, a little bit not so down to earth, you know, something a little bit sketchy and fun and exciting. It was the excitement, the bad boy, you know. A lot of women are attracted to the bad boy, but when I was younger, now I'm just got my head in the clouds, so I'm good. I have peace now.
Right. Okay. Did he have a motorcycle?
No, he was much older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
All right. Okay. We'll get back to this later.
That's okay.
I didn't think you would say yes, but
well, I didn't think so either. And then you were talking about it, and I thought, well, I'll just if it comes up, I'll say what I can say, and And I thought, you know, if it's something that maybe I shouldn't say, I'll just say, well, maybe for another time or something. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah,
that's
so I figure, okay, I'm open.
You know, Debbie is an example to me of a woman who is very in the middle of her own past, whatever that is, and is able to hold her ground with other people really well.
Thank you.
Wouldn't you say that?
Well, I'd have to say I have learned to be more direct and, yes, hold my ground. Because when, with advanced, as you get up there, I think you just don't give a you-know-what. And you just
right.
Your own truth.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't care anymore. I'm just, yeah. I've got nothing to lose, you know.
Well, you know what? That's true.
You know, when you're younger, you try not to walk on anybody's toes and be nice and sweet. And even now, sometimes I think, you know, just let it go, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, well, thank you. Thank you. I don't know if I'm going to do it today. I'm just lining it up for the future, all right?
Okie dokie.
And I'm going to do Bonnie today, okay? And maybe I'll do a little bit of Carrie. Carrie's got an interesting background. Let's see.
You can do me sometime, Lynn. When?
I am. I was thinking of you.
Yeah, I heard you.
You're open to it, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's a way of... I don't think you think of yourself as strong, but you are. You know that, don't you?
Some ways, yeah.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more strong I feel. It's not like some of the other gals in here, you know. You put up a lot of crap in your early life, and then as you get older, you kind of get to a point of resisting that and doing your own, you know. Not letting somebody push you around.
When you're young, you don't even realize they're pushing you around sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know? I mean, I know when I was young, you know, one of the hardest things when you're in a relationship, you know, a love relationship, and two people are reflecting each other, and things are not going completely okay, most people think it's the other person's fault, okay? And they see what's wrong with them, and they say, they're doing this to me. And it's hard to figure out. You're not confident to say, okay, it's not me, it's them. But the thing about it is, they can't change it. They can't change it through willpower, the pattern. So it doesn't help to say, to blame them for doing something and just kind of lock, what the Elohim call lock geometries. And the only way to get out of it is the door sometimes, to break the energy. Because it won't change. But let's see. You know who else is a really strong person on the call?
is you. Hi, Jane. Are you there, Jane? I'm not going to interview you. I'm just kind of seeing if you're open to it. All right, never mind. All right. And Heise would be an interesting person to interview. But not tonight. But I want to interview Mommy. Let's see here. Bonnie, are you ready?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you okay.
Oh, good. All right.
You know, as everybody knows, Bonnie is doing the reading of the readings, of the sessions that we've done every night on Whole Planet Healing. And, you know, when we've been doing that, I kind of am amazed how much Bonnie understands of these readings. I can tell when she's reading them. And, you know, for years we were doing this, and I didn't really get this kind of feedback from people. And when we first started letting people ask questions on a Wednesday, I had no idea how well they were nailing people. Usually, occasionally I did. But how sensitive their answers were and how masterful their answers were to give counsel without letting a person give up their power. And I remember when Bonnie first came in, she started asking some questions, and the answers were really wild. And I said, she's not going to believe that. She's probably never coming back again. And here she is. They told Bonnie a long time ago, and I don't remember if they said how long ago, she was on a spaceship that crashed on Earth. And everyone who was on the spaceship ended up continuing in reincarnational cycles on Earth. Now, that's a wild reading, and I forget her question, but
it was
various.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry, the question was about a reoccurring childhood dream that I was having as a kid. Over and over, I would have this reoccurring dream whenever I was sick and had a fever. So as a kid, I called it my fever dream. And I had that dream countless times as a child. And so that was their answer.
were you dreaming about a spaceship?
No, not at all. I would be walking along with a group of people, and off to the left, like out in the middle of this area, was like a tool or a machine or a vehicle, I don't know. And then I would find myself inside this thing and with this sense of urgency that I have to figure out this, how to work this thing, and with a sense of like responsibility with about this group of people that I had been walking with. And so there was like this dreaded thing that was going to happen if I couldn't figure it out. And So they told me that this was my trying to figure out how to get my craft operating again so I could get me and my crew back home. And I was not able to do that, and so they say we just lived our lives out the best we could, and then I guess we did not reincarnate immediately. We spent some time in the astral, probably figuring out how the Earth realm works, and then, you know, and this is my family, my immediate family, and my sons, they say, were my crew members.
How about your parents?
With my parents?
Yeah, were they crew members?
Yes.
So it was a pretty big crew, right?
I guess. You know, I have questions always. I want to ask more questions about it. But they're so, they want me to figure it out for myself, the same as everyone else. They want you to remember it on your own, so to say.
Well, they're good at giving clues to trigger things. They've done that with me a number of times, where they don't say something outright, but they give me a clue that was... when I followed their clue, it was kind of amazing, some of the things that I discovered. But did they say what planet you were from or what star system?
I think that we've asked before, and I can't really remember what star system they said. I want to say... Deneb, D-E-N-E-B, Deneb.
Mm-hmm.
Deneb.
Yeah. That's far away, I think, isn't it?
I guess, yeah, farther away than I could imagine.
So it had to be an interdimensional ship, you know, I would think.
And then the craft, they say, was operated with the mind.
Yeah, well, that would be pretty fast. That would be interdimensional, you know? And how long have you been drawing on those talents this lifetime?
Well, you know, they say that at that time, in that lifetime, when I came here, that I was a man, that I was a male, and I asked one time if I was ever anybody famous in a previous life, and they said, well, no, not in the Earth realm, but that I was quite famous in my own on my home planet, that I was a galactic explorer, and that, you know, that I was pretty famous. And when we didn't return, of course, we became part of their history, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I never thought you would believe that when they said it. I thought it was too far out.
Well,
and,
you know, I consider all things, and I've always been interested in space and ETs. I don't have a college degree, but I'm very I'm a huge reader, and so I'm kind of a self-educated person. And I can carry on a conversation with anybody. I'm very interested in science. I don't, and as far as talents that I'm using in this lifetime, I sure would like to know which talents I should play on.
Now, tell me, did you ever tell this story to your family?
I think by the time I got that answer, my parents had both passed. They both passed in 2015. I'm sure I told my son, and of course they think I'm crazy anyways. And so, I'm not sure what they think about it, but yes, I did tell them about it.
Mm-hmm. And they thought you were crazy, right?
Well, yeah, you know,
there's not much you can do with that information. It's too far out.
It's way far out.
Unless you're on a path of seeking truth, you know? And you're open enough intuitively that it resonates in some way, you know? But otherwise, I mean, I wasn't sure I believed it when they said it. You know, at that time, I didn't have the confidence in our channelings that I do now. But I still check it out. I still don't take anything for granted, but that... You know, you seem like a conventional human at first, okay? And here you are from another planet. Wow. From another star system.
Yeah. And I asked, you know, I always resonated with the idea of being a wanderer, okay?
Yeah.
That really with me. And but then when you look at the description of a wanderer, of being someone from I would say from Earth who has graduated and but comes back to be of assistance. And so I asked the question one Wednesday about the fact that, now that I hear this story about my past, I'm not sure, I wasn't too sure about this wanderer label I had placed on myself. And they told me that at the end of any one of my lives, that I could have returned to my original realm, but that in true wanderer fashion, that I chose to stay on Earth to be of assistance. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when I was a child, I was kind of a nerdy bookworm. I was a bookworm, definitely. And I remember standing in the playground at school, watching the other kids, and feeling older than the rest of them. And not better, not smarter or anything like that, just older than the rest of the kids, or whatever that means, you know.
Now, where did you grow up? What city?
In Corona, California.
Really? You just stayed in Corona, huh?
Yes, and I'm living in the house that I grew up in.
Are your parents from Corona?
No, my parents are, my dad is from Florida, my mom is from South Dakota, and my parents had a farm in South Dakota before I was born, and they came to California in the late 50s, like 59 or so, and I was born in 63. And my parents were together until they both passed in 2015. And I had a really wonderful, safe, and happy childhood, thank goodness. I'm very grateful for that.
In South Dakota on a farm?
No, here in Corona, California.
Okay.
No, my parents had a farm before they came to California.
But they didn't have you until you came. They came to California.
Right, right.
And when you were growing up, when was the first time you had your first love?
Oh, my first love was probably, I was 14, and he and I dated all the way through school till I was about 18. And then I moved, I met somebody after we had split up, a much older man, and I moved out of my parents' house and in with this. I was 18, he was 34, quite a bit older than I was, and it was a very rough 3 years that I was with him, very abusive, physically and mentally, and I somehow worked my way out of that, and you know, you wonder, why do these awful things happen to you? And, you know, I don't really have an answer as to why. I just know I sure got it. I had this trauma, you know, early on in my young adulthood. And I've never been married. I've had several long-term live-in relationship, but I never really was never attached to that I have to be married thing.
And what kind of music did you like when you were growing up? Did you like rock and roll? Did you like psychedelic?
I liked rock and roll, of course, rock music. In my 20s, I went through a country phase after my little new wave, 80s new wave phase. I like all kinds of music.
Did you go through a Bob Dylan phase and a Cat Stevens phase? And
oh, Cat Stevens, yes.
Simon and Garfunkel?
No, not really. But now, I had an older brother who was 8 years older than I, and I used to listen to his album early, you know, before I was even 10, I think I was listening to, like, the Beatles' White Album. Of course, my favorite songs were Rocky Raccoon and, you know, those silly songs. But yeah, Cat Stevens, Loggins and Messina. I like everything.
Uh huh. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Terry on here and make her ask some questions. If she will. We've never done this. All right. Let's see. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions for Bonnie?
No, I'm kind of dumbfounded right now.
Okay. Well, you know, we could bring the guys in and ask some more questions about his spaceship. You want to?
Oh,
Well, I should ask Bonnie. Bonnie, do you want to?
Why don't we wait and I'll ask a question on a Wednesday? I mean, I would love that.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
I can hear Terry's reluctance, so let's do it on a Wednesday.
All right. Well, be sure and listen on a Wednesday to find out more about the mind-controlled spaceship from Deneb.
It's from Deneb, yeah. Pretty interesting.
All right. Now, what did you do to earn a living? Were you just like somebody's wife and they supported you? It sounded like if she was in the mafia.
No, never somebody's wife. And I actually, when I was in high school, I took a cosmetology class. And so by March of my senior year at 17, I had my cosmetology license, and I started working in a shop, cutting hair. And I did that for about 10 years, and I just got, I wanted to learn something new. And that's how it's been my whole life, is like, oh, I love to learn new things, and I get bored easily with the same old humdrum routine. And so I have had a lot of different jobs, lots of different jobs. I can work on my own car. I'm kind of a tomboy, actually, which would make sense if I was a male at one point, you know. But I'm a self-sufficient kind of a gal, and I like to know that I can do it myself, because most of the time I've had to just take care of things for myself.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing before you decided to own a bar?
Oh, brother. I was selling parts for vintage Airstream trailers.
Now, you know that of course I know what an Airstream is.
Okay. That was one of my favorite jobs, actually, because I got to help these people with ordering the parts that they needed for their particular trailer to remodel it, or to, you know, new gaskets, new windows. It was a neat job.
You know, the Airstream trailers were classics, right? At the time.
Yes.
They still are. They still actually hold their value, you know?
Yeah. And our specialty was the vintage 60s era trailers.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, I always tell, you know, like I said, I've had a lot of different jobs. But my forte is customer service. And I always would tell my employers, it'd be best to put me right up front, face to face with the general public. That's where I do best.
Mm-hmm. What's your birth sign?
My birth date is 7/1/63. I am a Cancer with a Scorpio moon.
That explains it.
What?
I just like to say things like that. Forget it. You know what? I could keep asking you questions. You went from Airstream trailers to owning a bar.
Yeah.
I could see why you liked owning a bar, why you would be attracted to that, you know?
Did you ever hear me say that I enjoyed owning a bar? I don't. Probably not, Wynn.
Well, I don't think you enjoyed it once you started.
Yeah,
but I think you like the idea of it. I'm going to be hanging out with all these customers, and cheering everybody up, and I'm going to be the bar. No.
Well,
am I right?
I don't know about that. I think my idea was that it was going to be a good investment and it would help, you know, bring me income and take care of me for the rest of my days. And I didn't know what the heck I was doing when I got into it. So it was a dumb decision on my part.
Did it start to flop immediately when you got into it?
No, I just really didn't have a handle on the numbers part, okay? I mean, everything went smoothly and that, but I, you know, and then I got sick at one point, and so I wasn't able to be there, and I leaned on my employees a lot, which I had some very good employees. But, you know, the spending, I just didn't have a finger on what we were spending in the kitchen, and it just was a mess. It's a very hard industry. It's hard to regulate liquid, okay? Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to regulate, and a lot of it goes by the wayside as in free drinks or, you know, and it hurts.
Were your employees trustworthy? Were they trustworthy?
For the most part, but not as trustworthy as I thought that they were, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess I can't really blame them because if I'm, you know, if there was nobody there monitoring them, then the opportunity presents itself. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's not their fault. And I still own the bar. I'm just letting someone else run it. And then we got shut down because of COVID, and so we're just starting back up again.
Well, was it making money when you bought it? Were you, you know, did you look at their books?
Yeah,
and see?
Not really.
No.
No. It was making enough that we could tell, you know, to. It was making enough money, but the man who owned it previously, you know, he owned the building. He owned the land. He didn't have rent. So when I'm leasing the building from his daughter. He passed 12 days after we finalized our deal.
And it's a historical building, right? It's an old train station.
Yes, it's the original train station here in Corona. And it is on our historic, it's number 13 on the City of Corona's list of historic buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do trains still stop there?
No, trains don't stop. But they do go right on by. We're right next to the train tracks, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that kind of adds to the environment or the whole feel.
The ambience.
Yeah, because it's the train station, and the train goes rumbling by, you know, every 15 minutes or so, and. People love that. I love it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love that building. I was a customer before I was owned it.
You used to go there and drink?
Sure.
And talk to people?
Oh, yes.
And the people in Corona like you, I think, don't they?
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody knows who you are, right? You own the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
You know what? I was going to give everyone a chance to ask you questions, but it's too late. We talked too long.
Too late.
So, Bonnie, thank you so much. You did a great job. You have a great spirit, you know? And, yeah, you probably don't acknowledge yourself enough, but you help keep other people lifted. I can feel that, you know? And help anchor them.
Well, thanks, Gwen. So, I appreciate that.
Yes. And on that note,
I love doing reading on the whole planet healing.
Well, you know what? Your depth comes out when you read them, you know? You never read them without a lot of feeling coming through. And I can't believe how good you are.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because I really enjoy it a lot.
You know, one of the things I wanted to tell you is go through the readings and think of which readings would be particular. See, I was doing this. I do this automatically. When new people are on the line, you can go way over their head and go through the readings. Go through the readings and pick up some good ones. So when there's new people on the line, you're ready to choose those. Okay?
Right. No, I agree, and I do keep that in mind.
Okay. And you kind of have to be prepared because you never know. All right, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, Cecil. And we'll
that was
do
fun.
We will do you too, okay?
Sure.
And yeah, I think it's really good. It helps increase the affinity of our group, particularly to interview the people who are like on Whole Planet Healing and holding the energy. Thank you all for listening.
We're still on BBS.
We're still on BBS. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all on BBS. And you know, if you want to hear Bonnie read something tonight, come over to Whole Planet Healing, which she's going to. And Whole Planet Healing has become an awesome kind of way of keeping yourself above the level of all the shit that's going on in the world right now. If you haven't tried it, try it. We only deal with the shit that's going above this world, not the world.
Thank you, Wade.
The phone number is 712-770-4340, PIN 250-513. And if you didn't remember that, go to wholeplanethealing.com. But when it says it's only 15 minutes long, which is all I was originally intending, don't believe it. It's at least 45 minutes to an hour. But it's not boring, particularly with Cecil and Bonnie and
Jennifer.
And Jennifer.
Terry.
And Terry.
And maybe Jackie's there.
And maybe Jackie's there, right. So we'll see you in a moment, okay?
One more time, the phone number, 712-770-4340, access code 250-513 pound. Thank you all so much. I'll see you there.
And Heis?
Yes.
You're going to get interviewed too.
All right.
Only if you want to, but you'll like it. Okay. All right. So we'll see you over there in a moment.
All right.
And if you don't come, then we'll see you next week on our wild card night.